Cuff It right here on 2FM. Oh, yes. That is, of course, the theme tune to the BBC show The Traitors, which is honestly so addictive, and it is providing great distraction for the month of January. If you don't know, Traitors is a reality TV show where 22 strangers are pitted against each other in a remote castle. Some are faithfuls and some are traitors. It's a game of trust and it's a game of treachery, and it's been a massive hit, spawning versions in the US, Australia, celeb versions, and soon we are going to have the Irish Traitors. But where did it all begin? Here now is Treasure's Obsessed, and what I would say every time I hear the word treasure is, this is the face that I see, if you could put this in the dictionary. Fionnuala Jay's here for the lowdown.
So honoured. How are you?
Genuinely, from the second that this series started last year, like, I mean, the first one for us, basically, the UK one, you were the first person I heard talking about it, and you were all over my TikTok, you were all over my Instagram, you were invested in what was happening.
Yeah, because I'd actually, season one, it kind of bypassed me, and loads of people were like, you love reality TV, I can't believe you haven't watched this, I can't believe you haven't watched this. And then I went back and watched it, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe I've missed out on this. So then I was prepared last year, and I was sat, and I was ready. And similarly enough, this year, like when it was coming back, I was like, girls, we don't need to be depressed in January because we have the Traitors. It's fine.
It's so good. Talk to me, for anybody who doesn't know the Traitors, like, where did the whole idea of the Traitors come from?
So it's kind of based off of a game. So there's a game called Mafia. It's sometimes called Werewolves as well. And it looks at like a conflict between two groups, right? So you have like an informed minority. So they're the mafiosa or the werewolves.
Okay.
And then you have an uninformed majority, which would be like the villagers. And at the beginning of the game, each villager is secretly assigned a role affiliated with one of these teams. So you're either a mafiosa or you're a villager. And then the game has two alternating phases, right? So you have a night phase. That's when all the night killing starts. And that's when the mafiosa or the werewolves go out and they eat the villagers or kill the villagers or whatever. And then the day phase, which is where they all come together to try and figure out, right, who is who, who's doing what, right? A more simplified version, I would say, a more childhood version that I would have played is like Murder in the Dark.
Yeah.
Or kind of more contemporary version would be like Bodies, 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 where again, it's like you all think you're kind of playing on the one team, or like that's what the werewolves or the mafiosa are trying to do. They're trying to pretend like they are the villagers, they are part of the majority, but they're not. They're the ones doing the killing, you know?
And we'll get to that in a second with the TV show with the gut feeling, which is possibly my favourite, you know, my favourite thing of all time. When did the first TV version of The Traitors appear for us?
So it's based on the Dutch version called De Verraders. I think that's the pronunciation. Sorry, okay. sorry to my Dutch friends. That came out in 2021, and then we had the UK version kicking off in 2022. And as you said, it spun off like loads of international franchises. Now you have The Traitors Australia, which I think people love because generally the traitors have been really bad in it and they've had to keep assigning new traitors because they've kept being found out, which is hysterical. The UK version, which we're obviously watching at the minute, which I know we'll talk about a little bit later on. The US Traitors is really interesting. It's hosted by Alan Cumming, the actor. Incredible. It's filmed in the same castle, but it's actually all celebrities.
Yeah,
predominantly reality TV people.
Bravo Labs.
Yes, Bravo Labs, a lot of like housewives, stuff like that. I think on this current series that's airing now, you have the likes of Bob the Drag Queen, who's a RuPaul's Drag Race star, Chrishell Stokes from Stunning Sunset. Like, it's madness, and it's really because the franchise has become what it is, like, it's capable of kind of nearly relaunching careers. You have the likes of Phaedra, who would have been on Housewives previously, Real Housewives of Atlanta, I think, and she had kind of fallen off the reality TV world in a way, but she was so successful on her season of The Traitors US that it kind of gave her career a new lease of life.
The gas thing about The Traitors US as opposed to The Traitors UK, which has, you know, members of the public who are partaking in it, when you're a celebrity, they all know things about each other. So the only clips that I've seen are from Chrishell and from Tom Sandoval. And like, Chrishell is using Tom Sandoval's past in real life against him in The Traitors.
Yeah, because for anyone that's not familiar with Tom Sandoval had a very like public cheating scandal, a part of his show Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
So again, you've like, that adds another layer to it, but also because they know reality TV, it's interesting because I think they know how to play the game a bit more. They know cameras, they know acting in front of cameras, they know how things, like, they know an edit, they've been dealt bad edits, good edits, they know what way to play it.
Ruins it a bit.
A little bit more. That's why I prefer the UK version. I prefer the kind of regular schmegler version, because it's a totally different scenario for them. And even listening to Anna Dukes, is the Irish contestant on the UK series at the minute, and she was doing a Q&A on Instagram over the weekend, and when she was talking through the process of it, like, it's very intense. Like, you don't know what time it is in there, you're allowed to make notes, but it only happens when you're back at your private lodgings, and usually because you're out and about doing missions and stuff and trying to figure things out all day. By the time you get down to actually sit down and write, okay, who do I think it is, she's like, you're exhausted, like, your brain is just scrambled eggs, you know. So,
and I think it kind of plays tricks on you. What makes this TV show so compelling to watch? Because when you actually, like, when you lay it out and say, okay, Davina McCall, not Davina McCall, oh my God, my Claudia Winkleman. My apologies, different person altogether. When you lay it out that Claudia Winkleman chooses three traitors at a round table, and it's three people who are supposed to be sneaking against the rest of the cast, and everybody has to figure out who the traitors are, it sounds quite boring. But what is it that just hooks people in?
Well, like, I think you have to remember that they are competing for money. So the top prize that they can win in the UK is £120,000. And, like, depending on if the faithfuls win, you might end up sharing that. But, like, there's a lot of money at play. So individually, you're talking about people who are, you know, they want the money, but you can't kind of do it all individually. You have to work as a team to kind of grow the money as the series progresses, but also work together as a team to figure out the traitors. And it's watching how those team dynamics, like, either really work or fall apart, and seeing how kind of mob mentality can take over, where one person gets this kind of insane theory and is like a dog with a bone with it and can't let it go, and watching the others, like, kind of fall in line with it, even though there's no kind of basis to it. It's seeing them kind of use strategy as well, or not use strategy, you know what I mean? And it's also, we're watching at home and we know who the traitors are, so it seems easy for us. Like, I'm sitting at home screaming, I'm like, of course Linda's a traitor, how is she seeing this, you're fools. But, like, we know. So I can't even imagine what it's like at the round tables. It gets so tense. It's brilliant.
I saw an incredible TikTok last night of people just playing off Linda. For anyone who isn't familiar and isn't watching right now, Linda is one of the traitors. She is 70 years of age. This is the great thing as well. The age range, there's no limit.
And like, all demographics, she's a retired opera singer. Yeah. Like, incredible.
And she is the worst actor of all time. And there's this TikTok where it's like, traitors, and she looks up straight away. Every time that Claudia Winkleman says the word traitors, she makes direct eye contact with her, like she's being called out in class. It's
so
quality.
Good.
And there's just one guy who has been adamant from day dot that she is a traitor. And somehow, I don't know how, but every single time they go to the round table to vote who the traitor is, somebody just whips in with something else and he's gone, it's clearly her. Mm. And then they end up just getting rid of people. It's bonkers.
It's demented. It's so demented.
In your professional opinion of being a professional traitors watcher, I suppose that's what we'll call you right now, do you think that this season is better than the last season on the UK?
Ooh.
Because I know you loved the last season.
Last season was really, really good. And I feel like last season had better traitors.
Okay.
This season is kind of nearly funnier in some ways.
The single tear from Armani at the very beginning.
The single, like, Lisa Rinna tear from Armani. Yeah, incredible. Perfect. I will say this series has been interesting because, like, the strategy is out the window. Yeah. They're playing the game, like, very personally in a way that they just shouldn't be. So it'll be interesting to see how that kind of plays out as the weeks go on. I think the missions are a lot better. There's a lot more shields up for grabs, so shields can protect you from murder and keep you in the game a bit longer. I think the dynamics of the people are more interesting.
Yeah.
But, like, it's, when I think back to not spoil it for season two last year, go back and watch that, people, if you haven't. Like, I wonder, will we get as a dramatic of a conclusion as that? Because, as you said, like, Linda's not a great traitor. She's kind of being propped up by Mina.
But Mina is a fantastic traitor.
But, like, will she be able to operate on her own? You know what I mean? When and if? Will it be her and Linda towards the end? Will she end up having to throw Linda under the bus? Like, I don't, like, it's, it'll be interesting to see how kind of all plays out.
I think when the time comes, she will throw Linda under the bus. Like, Friday's episode was fantastic. She had room up her sleeve to hold that quill to write the names of the people that they basically wanted to sacrifice on that picture.
Yeah.
But she chose to just boss Linda around.
Yeah.
Which was excellent, which meant that she could have walked away at any point and not have known it.
Or been in the room to be like, Linda, what are you doing?
Exactly.
Weirdo.
Yeah. Like, incredible. There was just so much going on. There is a celebrity version of the UK Traitors in the pipeline. Have we got any idea who might be in it? that.
Yes, this is coming later this year in the UK. Lots of rumours, I will say. Bob Mortimer, the comedian, has said he wants to do it. He's like, absolutely.
I love when people just come straight out. It's like, no, I want this.
Truly, and sorry, he would be so funny on it. I need him, biblically. Stephen Fry is on Claudia Winkleman's wish list, apparently. Oh. I think he would be very good as well. Lots of reports around Paloma Faith potentially signing the dotted line to do the show. I think she'd be pretty good.
Yeah.
She's obviously a big personality. Like, you'd wonder whether that would work for or against her in the show. And Alan Carr as well, I've seen reports of, comedian TV presenter. So again,
Dunning.
Would love to see that.
Now let's take it away from the UK for a second and bring it back right here, because we're going to get an Irish version of The Traitors, which is going to be hosted by Siobhan McSweeney, who most people will know as Sister Michael from Derry Girls. What do we know about that so far?
She's going to be so good. They're still casting for it as far as I'm aware. So like, if you feel like you've missed the deadline, you haven't, get on to them. They are still actively looking for whether you're a traitor, whether you're faithful. Get on board, get in touch. Like,
when we were down at the Plough this year, they were doing the casting for Traitors down at the Plough. I've never seen a queue like it for people trying to sign up for it and the applications coming in. But it's so hard, because the casting of this is incredibly important for the first season to kick this off properly. I have been spinning the rumour massively here that I heard in, and I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say this, but that Fionnuala Léger, you are going on the Traitors, the Irish version.
I could never say. I could never say.
You would make a fantastic traitor.
I could never say.
Fionnuala, as always, thank you so much for joining us. I am very excited about the final of Traitors. Hopefully you'll come back into us and have a chat about that again.
Oh, please. I'd love to.
Yeah, I'll just throw that out there now and we'll see what happens. But more importantly, cannot wait to see you on the Irish version of the Traitors. Like, will she be a traitor? Will she be a faithful? Who knows?
The Laura Fox Show.
On 2FM. Sponsored by Maxol. Proudly supporting the finest local food and drink products through Homegrown at Maxol. Bag them all in store today.